Welcome back. We are welcoming back to the program here for the first time in 2025, Kelly Banks from Maria Dross Counseling Services right in downtown Quincy to give us a little review of how last year went and a little preview of what's coming up this year. Great to see you, Kelly. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Pleasure. Yes. Great to work with Maria Dross for many, many years now.
Yes, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, and great to have you. 1992,
yes,
I think, is that
1992.
Right?
1992, yeah.
So you've been around a few years now.
Just a few.
not yourself. When did you first come to Maria Dross?
I started in May of 2023.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so come up on 2 years for you.
Yeah,
how's
flew by.
How's it going?
It's been great. Yeah. I feel like I just started, but at the same time, I feel like I've been here forever. So it's been a lot of great work and a lot of new people and faces, and just sharing what we're doing has been amazing.
Good place to start then, you know, for folks
Absolutely.
Who might not be aware, what is Maria Dross Counseling Services, Kelly?
Yeah, so Maria Dross Counseling Services, we're an outpatient therapy organization. We're a nonprofit, so we support many different areas of mental health. We do a lot of our work in person, but we do also offer teletherapy. Our mission is to ensure that anybody who needs mental health care does have the access to that, whether they can afford it or not. So we can work with individuals who might not have insurance coverage or do, but have high deductibles and have difficulties. So we just want to make sure that everybody has that access to the care that they might need.
Right. It's kind of, is it like a sliding scale?
It's a sliding fee scale, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So from really could be zero, right?
Could be zero.
To whatever they could afford. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So our session fee is $150. So, you know, depending on insurance and copays and that sort of thing, every situation is different. So we really like to work with that one individual to determine what's best for their situation.
Sure. Located in the Adams Building, right? Downtown
yes.
Quincy, right?
Yeah, right down, right across the street from here.
Yep.
So we're happy to be in the an easy area for people.
Yeah, and I know you've expanded the physical office recently, right?
Probably a little over a year. We opened another suite of offices, which is upstairs. So I think we now have 12 to 13 suites for therapy. So depending on your schedule and what you're looking for, we can definitely accommodate you.
Great. Tell us about your staff, your therapists, the folks that provide this great work.
The people who are doing all of the amazing work outside. We have a few full-time staff, but then we do have many that are just what we call fee-for-service. So they are coming on as, you know, individual case-by-case basis with, you know, their clientele and what their schedule looks like. A lot of those people have been interns with us, so they will stay on in some capacity or work with a few clients here and there if they're not looking for a full-time capacity or have another situation. So we have a lot of great therapists that help with individuals, families, couples, youth, you know, kind of anybody that's looking for support, we can help them.
Right. And do they practice individual specialties or in terms of, I don't know, marriage counseling perhaps, substance abuse counseling?
Yeah. Absolutely. So when you're looking for care, if you call, you'll do an intake, and from there we'll determine, you know, what you're looking for and who might be a good fit for you.
Yeah.
And then also then talk about your schedule to be able to identify someone who could be a right fit. And we do know that, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen and we might need to find someone else, but that's our starting point.
Okay, it has to be a good fit on both sides, right?
It does,
does. Both for your client, but for the therapist as well.
Absolutely.
In order to get a good outcome.
Exactly, if you want to have a good, productive, you know, conversation and you know, relationship, I think it really does have to be a good match.
Yeah, I would think a therapist would want the same thing. They may recognize that, oh, gee, I don't think this is going to be a good fit, but let me recommend and so-and-so, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the really great things is if either someone within our agency or the capacity of what someone's looking for, if we're not able to offer that, we will help to refer you to someone who might be a better fit, even if it's, you know, outside of our services. But
it's part of the holistic approach that
that compassionate care is what we're, you know, really looking at someone as an individual as a whole, and what's best for you and your situation.
Yeah. You mentioned interns. Yes. Tell me about the internship program at Maria Drost.
Yeah, so we started in 1992. However, our internship program started in 1995.
So 30 years this year.
We have a really robust internship program. We get many applicants every year. It's a high sought after internship. So what we do is we offer individuals to come in, they apply, they interview, and with our internship program, we're able to offer them, you know, really that well-rounded program that's going to give them credit for school, but also a really great experience with in our practice and our agency. And a lot of our interns have stayed on after their internship.
That's how you know it's a good program.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where, I mean, I dare say if you look at our staff picture, there might be one or two that maybe weren't interns.
Wow.
And a few of them are full-time staff now.
Yeah.
However, others are just, you know, like I said, the fee for service. So it just individuals that are, you know, supporting a few clients or a smaller caseload.
Sure.
And it's a really great program. I'm lucky enough to be able to, you know, meet with some of these individuals. The ones that we have this current session, we have three, come from Bridgewater State, Boston College, a virtual school called Antidoc, I believe. But we've had interns from, you know, all different schools across Massachusetts. So it's a really great program, and it's really built a nice, you know, therapist in their learning, but also understanding what it takes as in like the full capacity of being in you know, an agency like ours.
Yes, yeah, really on the ground experience.
Absolutely.
But they're guided, of course, by our staff, right?
Yeah. So we have some of our therapists, including our executive director, Mike. They provide that supervision that they need, both required for school, but then they go above and beyond for whatever that they need for those interns.
Do you have any openings for interns right now?
Right now, we don't have any openings for interns that we have filled our program for the upcoming fall.
Okay.
However, you can find more information about that on our website.
Okay, great. Can we just do a recap of 2024 at Maria Drost?
Yes.
I know one of your most recent events had to deal with live music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So this past November, we had our second annual Music for Mental Health event. This year, we had it in a new location. It was at Alba on 53 in Hanover. It was a really great event. We had, you know, close to 80 people attend. A lot of people had a really great time.
Yeah,
it was really nice. It was a new venue, but the same band.
Yeah, we have a picture of the band, actually. You can show folks. There they are. Who's this, folks?
So this is actually Molly Maguire's, and the lead singer of this band is one of our therapists.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's one of our full-time, she was an intern.
Okay,
she's now a full-time therapist, and she actually helps supervise some of our incoming interns.
Okay.
So on the side, she has her own mental wellness that she takes care of herself, and one of them is being in a band.
Neat.
Lead singer, yeah.
Okay. Was this the first time you did an event like this?
It's the second.
Second,
yeah.
Music for Mental Health?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we had a really nice time, and we hope to continue it.
Yeah, what was the thought behind putting it together for the first time, Kelly? You know, how do the two, music and mental health, how do they come together?
Yeah, it was something that was an idea that had been explored before I came to Maria Drost.
Okay.
And there was, you know, an event where it was just a small, more like a coffee house setting.
I see.
And it was well attended, and people were really excited to really find that music does help them with their mental health and mental well-being. And there's a lot of studies that go into, you know, things that you can do that support that. And so when we were exploring it again, you know, one of the positives was Megan, our therapist, was willing to participate and be the band.
Multi-talented.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So we figured we'll try it, see what happens, and the buy-in for everybody was really great, so we had a wonderful event, and we just felt something we should continue.
That's great. That's really good.
Yeah.
I know it was very busy in 2024, right?
Yes.
How many, roughly, counseling sessions would you say folks that you served? Yeah.
I'd say we had close to 7,000 sessions.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing the work that they do, and all of our therapists. They're working very hard. We had, you know, a couple hundred intakes that were done. So we're really seeing a lot of individuals We, you know, right now we currently have a small wait list.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we like to say that we try and mitigate that list pretty quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
But we encourage anybody, if you are looking for care or support, to give us a call and we can talk to you about what that might look like.
Yep.
And share with you more information about what that wait list time frame might look like.
Okay. Do you need more therapists at Maria Trust?
Yeah. So we actually are just bringing on a former intern as a full-time employee, but we are looking for additional therapists who might be available for supporting our youth clients.
Okay.
And others as well, to help with those wait lists, but especially with our youth clients, because we're seeing an increase in calls as well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
People teenage or younger than that? Or
yeah, anywhere, you know, we'll see younger kids, but it's all ages.
All ages, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a big event coming up in the spring.
Sure is.
And you can get a deal right now, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about Compassion in Every Step.
Yes. Yeah. So our annual spring fundraiser will be coming up quickly. It might only be January, but it will be May before we know it. So our event will be on May 14th, and we will be at Granite Links. Right now, you can purchase tickets for $125 per ticket. We do have opportunities for sponsorship.
Okay.
And other table opportunities. However, we will probably be seeing a price increase.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where, if you want to get your ticket, get it now.
Yes.
At that $125 price tag.
Okay. Yes, our viewers are getting a little sneak peek.
Yes.
A little previews. What happens at the event itself?
Yeah, so last year we made some changes with our annual event. Instead of a true fashion show like we had done, we worked with our youth clients and youth individuals to kind of talk a little bit more about their mental health. We're staying along the same track this year, which we're still ironing out some of the details, but we're going to be working with the Quincy High School Fashion Program.
Okay.
And some of their students to really pull together a really great program. So I think that we're going to have a lot of new things to add for everybody, but also a lot of the tried and true existing things that people love, like our raffle baskets and opportunity to really support our mission.
Okay. And the funds raised, Kelly, what are they used for?
Yeah, so the funds raised for any of our fundraisers, but specifically our spring fundraiser, is to support our work that we're doing. Our mission is to ensure that everybody has the support that they need for mental health, like we mentioned earlier. And so these will help offset some of the costs with the fees.
Sure.
That some people aren't able to pay. So that's really, your dollars are going to work for that.
Okay. Now, the takeoff from the title, Compassion in Every Step.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, last year there were sneakers designed for this by the students. Is that going to happen again? Yeah.
So we're doing a little bit of a different twist this year.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily going to be sneakers. It could be some sort of footwear.
Okay.
But right now it won't be specifically sneakers.
Okay.
So we're working on what that looks like with Quincy High School and their program.
Yeah.
But we're very excited to see what that might look like.
Okay. They're very creative, and it's an active program. They have their own fashion show that's a huge hit.
Absolutely.
Year, so, yeah.
And that's where we've seen that they put on this amazing fashion show.
Mm. Original designs. I mean,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're the teacher that we're working with has been really great, and we're kind of working to see how we can do a spin-off of something similar. So.
Okay, all right, stay tuned, but get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now.
Because they're going up in March, is that right?
Yeah, probably.
What will they be?
Probably March 1st.
Okay, all right.
So
all
you
right.
have some time.
What will be the new price?
We will release it on March 1st.
keeping it close to the vest, okay.
Yes.
You mentioned fundraisers, so are there others throughout the year as well? Other events?
So we have the Music for Mental Health.
Yep.
And then this event. Outside of that, we don't have any larger fundraisers.
Okay.
But we're always willing to have conversations. A lot of individuals will do different things throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
To support the work that we're doing.
Yep.
So happy to have any conversations if you're looking for that.
Okay, and donations obviously accepted anytime, right?
Yeah, donations are accepted anytime, right on our website. We have a donate now button. So you can donate right from there, but also you can connect with us if you want to donate in any other capacity as far as your giving, or if you have any questions, we can answer those.
Sure, sure. And do you utilize social media at all, Kelly? What do you trust you do?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, so look for you there.
You can find us there.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And you mentioned you're still doing virtual. Is it just telephone counseling, or is there also a video aspect to it?
So it's also a video aspect.
Okay.
We do teletherapy as well as in-person.
Okay.
So we're happy to work with you and to see what works best for you.
Sure. And what are the office hours for in-person visits?
It really is dependent on your schedule,
really?
And then your therapist's schedule.
Oh, so you really customize.
Yeah, we really try and work with what's the availability of our therapist, and how can we best match up some people to what fits best.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share right now?
I don't think so.
You got it all in there?
I think we got it all in.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Get your tickets now for Compassion in Every Step, right?
Yes. Yeah,
early bird specials.
Grab your tickets now, and if you have any other questions or need any more information, please feel free to either reach out to myself or check out our website.
Okay, great to see you, Kelly. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome.